broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-host, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Hey, welcome to Sports Talk, Wednesday night, 8 o'clock, right on the button. Well, a little late, Spencey, not too bad, though.
It looks like 38 seconds.
Not bad, though.
Well, the intro's 33, so we're off by 5 seconds.
All right, well, I'll forgive you this time.
Yeah.
Last time we was in this building, we had quite the event, didn't we, Bub?
Wasn't too bad.
No, not too bad, and the people embraced it. They come out with... open arms and open pocketbooks, and it was quite the event.
Kind of unbelievable, one more time.
It was kind of unbelievable, and I'd say it's really, it is unbelievable, but then when you look at the community we live in, it's really not unbelievable.
Because
what we have going here in this community and in this area, and it's just, it's God's country, and we all know it.
Especially this time around, it was more than Fort Recovery people, but it always had been, but definitely more this time around. But
yeah, and it was just a special evening, Mr. Fee, and
hello, Bobby.
Hi, buddy. The 2 Wednesdays ago at our Christmas show, and we don't have any final numbers, but this we do know is that we are really close to $50,000.
Crazy.
Yeah.
It is.
It's awesome.
I have some more checks here. Don't know if they were included in the pledges, but the last, when I dropped the other stuff off, she said that puts us over 48,000.
Right. So we're going to be really close to to an amazing, amazing number. And Jack is going to take care of getting everything's in the foundation. Mm-hmm. And folks, if you have any questions about where everything goes, everything goes through the foundation. So nothing's really touched here other than to put it in a safety deposit or put it in a bag and drop it off to the foundation people. That's really an amazing thing, Fee. And
crazy.
We've talked a number of times about it and me and Bill and you and Jack are texting back and forth and mm-hmm. it's just amazing the pouring, the love and the outpouring that we receive.
It's amazing. I mean, everybody said that people, they want to give, but they don't know where to give. And then we did this, and it's such an easy thing for the people around here. And, you know, they trust us. They know that it's going to get to these people that we talked about. You know, right. And it's awesome. And, I mean, people come in, and it just warms your heart, man. It was a fun night.
It was a fun night. It pulled the heartstrings. I cried. I laughed. I took a drunk Chester home.
And then you laughed.
Then I laughed a lot.
Oh, man.
Then I was so glad to get him out of my vehicle.
Yeah.
And he mooned me on his way in the house. And that was always a sight for sore eyes.
So was that on purpose?
Yeah.
Because it could have been accidental, too.
Yeah, that's right. But once again, and we'll get everything out, and we'll make sure that everybody gets what's going on, and everybody knows where we sent the money, and we just once again want to thank everybody for an incredible event.
Wonderful. Yeah, we don't hide anything. There are a couple of people I understand that don't want their names out there that will still receive some money, but we're not.
No,
we won't
right.
put that out, but it is, we, as Bob said, we don't really touch any of it.
Nope.
We bring it in here and count it and get it to the treasurer of the community foundation. You know, that we're going to end up with probably 3 times what we had the first year.
Yeah.
And the first year we got 5 times what we thought we were going to get.
Yeah.
Ain't that so,
which was, you know, pretty, you know, the one night you said 1,000 and I about fell out of my chair.
Yeah. Right.
And then we thought, well, we'll probably get 3,000. So we ended up at 5 times that.
Yeah.
And now we've gotten 3 times the 5 times. So it
is amazing. And we really just, is. Once again, we want to thank everybody. But now, folks, we turn the first year. Happy New Year, Fee, 2019. Year, did you write 2018, Brandy, today, or did you You're pretty solid.
No, it's pretty solid today.
Was it?
Yeah.
Good. Spencey, how about you?
I haven't had to write anything yet, but I've typed up a few things.
Did you hit the 8 or the 9?
9. But I only had to do that once. Most of the time, it just defaults.
Yeah.
So sure. The computer knows what it is.
Yeah, that's right. So we turn our attention to Fort Recovery Indian sports and the week that was, the actually over the holidays, Fee, we're going to talk girls starting out first. And,
yeah.
And the girls are, I'm pretty sure, what are they, 5-4 right now?
Yeah,
I think so. Had a tough game against Jay County Saturday.
Yeah, it's a battle.
You know, me and you sit there. Teams. Yeah, I agree. I think that, you know, we just struggle scoring.
We do. You can tell right now that's got to be what's driving the coaches crazy right now.
Yeah.
You know, you run some offense and you get looks, and we just got to get some confidence in them girls and get them shooting.
Yeah. And against, like you said, a pretty good JV team.
Yeah.
Or a Jay County team.
Yeah.
I think that if you had asked Brian Patch that we'd let that one get away.
Probably, yeah.
I think that we thought we could win that game.
He was hoping to win that one, I'm sure.
And on the bright side, you know, we're competing at a high level. We're playing a schedule that, I don't know if anybody that plays anything other than...
That's going to be tough, and it ain't going to get any better this week.
Hello. Indians travel to Minster tomorrow night. A game that can be heard right here on 4 Recovery Radio. Rob Weaver, simulcasting.
Yep, we'll have the JV, and then Rob will simulcast Rob for the varsity.
Simulcasting, perfect.
I don't know. I don't think Minster's that good, so...
No, not too good.
This beat somebody 58-7, somebody 60-something-9.
Ugh.
Their closest game has been Bellevue, 61-47.
So 14 points. Yeah. Their closest game.
Defending state champs.
Everybody back. Their
Jackson.
Closest game last year was Fort Recovery.
Yeah, actually, we gave them the best.
We did. You know, we battled them at Walpock and in a game that we got behind early. We made a nice run. We cut it to 6 with about 3 minutes to go in the game. And I think we had the ball. I think we were down 6 and had the ball.
I think you're right.
And Indians just fell a little short, and you know they're just loaded. They just got everything.
Well, one of the teams
special teams.
It took me a little bit to find this one, but one of the teams that we're kind of thinking we might have a little trouble with is Jackson Center, and Minster beat them 55-18.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say Jackson Center must be down because Minster's good, but they're not that good to beat a perennial. Powerhouse, but Jackson Center has to be down some, but still, man, that's
they're good, and we're going to find out Thursday night. And folks, get over there and watch it. I'll tell you what, we've battled them in the past. We always battle them, Harold.
Yeah,
yep.
And, good.
Absolutely, and I look for the Indians to compete tomorrow night.
Yeah,
and I think it'll be a fun game. And get your butts over there to Minster. It's always a good place to go. Nice drive. Go and grab something to eat.
One thing about this year's team, Coach Patch's team, you know, we bring a great defensive effort every time. It seems like we're holding teams to 35, 38 points. Yeah, you know, we're just having a hard time scoring with them.
Right,
but defensively, we'll put a great game out there. I guarantee.
I agree with you. And if you look at it, look at OG. I mean, they're averaging 75 points a game. They come in here. Yeah, they beat us by 19 or whatever it was, 56 to something. But you know, they get up down the floor. They fire threes. Hell, they made 9 threes against us. And still only scored 50-some points. So
yeah, 57.
I agree with you, Fee. If we can, you know, defensively, we'll slow them down because of how big we are.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah.
And we put a lot of pressure on them out front, so. But. Yeah. We just got to start shooting her a little better.
We do. We have a hard time sticking her in the hole, and I don't know the problem. I mean, I don't know. I think that we're 10 games into this thing now.
Yeah.
You know, season's getting close to halfway done, and by this weekend, it will be halfway in.
Yeah.
And, you know, we just don't quite have it yet.
We got to get her dialed in.
Yeah, we got to get her dialed in. And you know, I'm a huge Patch fan and a Vonnie fan, and they'll get it figured out.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I still believe it's a lot of confidence because the girls are turning down shots that they need to shoot.
Yeah.
You know, and I think a little bit of confidence here and there is going to make a big difference for this team.
Right.
I mean, I think Kira and you know, she's turning down some shots, and there's girls that are turning down shots that are great players that need to shoot it, shoot the ball. You know, we got two big girls that'll crash the boards and put them back in. And
right.
I'm sure we're trying to run a little offense down low like that, you know, a little high low. But you still got to shoot a wide open shot.
Yeah. Yeah. And then on Saturday, we play the Liberty Benton Eagles, and the Eagles come in loaded. They haven't lost yet. They beat OG at OG on Saturday.
Wow. Which I thought was a really, really good team. Probably the best team we've seen so far this year.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And we might see two better in the next couple games.
Think about that.
That's incredible.
We got Minster and Liberty Benton on a Thursday. Nice scheduling there, Kurt Ram. No wonder he got out.
Jesus, that's a killer. Yeah,
I believe that was requested by
I would say so, coach. Too. I would say so, too. But
otherwise, he wouldn't have resigned. He'd have been dead.
Yeah. But it'll be a fun weekend in the girls' basketball.
Sure.
And get up there Saturday at Fort Recovery. And always fun Saturday afternoon games, watch the Indians play. And Apache, if you're listening, you want to call in. We'd love to, on the Hastings Hotline,
talk to you. Pick your brain a little bit. Yep. 419-516-0702. Give us a call there, coach.
I should have texted him earlier and told him to call in. Darn it, or stop up.
We should have.
Been running around here like an idiot today. I'm all out of whack. Christ, I didn't even know it was Wednesday.
Oh, I know. I thought it was Monday today.
We had it all screwed up, Neil. You got to tell us.
Felt like it.
Sorry. I didn't realize I was babysitting for you guys.
Man, when did you go?
You guys usually are on the stick pretty well.
Not too good. Not too good.
But we got one problem.
I just heard that.
Flower. No. You ready for this, Neil?
Okay.
You're going to be mad at us.
Uh-oh.
We're going to Florida.
We?
Me and a big boy.
Next week?
The 23rd.
23rd and the 30th.
Yeah.
We'll be back late on the 30th.
What are you going to do, Neil?
Cry.
Probably not.
Not really.
Hey, might be able to have Jack or somebody come up.
Yeah, maybe get the practice squad
in. Practice squad could come in and do their show and get it in a different time slot. But
big shoes to fill, admit it.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I mean, huge.
Big. Yeah, size 15.
I don't know that.
15 triple E's. 10.5.
10.5. Wide.
Okay.
Same size as Ben since I was 7th grade.
Yep.
Well, there might be a little wider now.
I'm 10.5 too.
Are you 10.5 too?
Yep.
Yours probably a little narrower than Bobby's.
A little skinnier.
Yeah, how'd you do? How was New Year's Eve?
Awesome.
It was awesome.
Quite a good time.
Spencer, we heard a great band.
Something different and a great band.
And what about Beatles?
Better than the Beatles.
Stones?
The Who? Stones suck.
The Who?
Brothers. The Brothers Band out of Fort Wayne.
Brothers Band. They were good.
They rocked it. They absolutely 1980s rocked us. So we couldn't hear. Bill blew his ACL.
Yeah, Bill threw his ACL.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of dancing going on. White man dancing. Yeah. Awesome.
White man dancing wide open is fun. Should have been up there, Neil. They fed us. Great.
That is good. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good trip.
Overserved us a little bit.
Not me, but maybe you. Maybe the other seven. But I was fine.
Not too bad.
I don't doubt that.
I was real fine.
Not too bad.
I'm real fine. All right, so the girls, so we got Minster and Liberty Benton. Mm-hmm. And then we go, I think we got like South Adams.
Yep.
And we got some Winterville. We got some here that we
got to take care of business.
Yeah, we got to take care of business. We got to get some momentum.
Get on a little roll.
But what we need to do is compete this weekend. Yep. I don't know if we can beat them teams or not.
Nope, but it'd be fun to scare them a little bit.
Yeah.
See what happens.
Well, you got to think, we're playing Liberty Benton Division III, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
State maybe the best Division III, and we could possibly be playing.
Yep.
The number one team in Division III and Division IV.
Yeah, very good chance of that.
Well, Minster is number one team.
Oh,
yeah.
Without a doubt.
There might be somebody that can beat them, but man, I'd hate to think we're that
Poor recovery.
It's going to take a great
Well,
team.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Yeah. Yep, I mean, in the tournament.
If we would beat
First
them,
week, we'd be in the tournament.
Let's say we beat Minster.
Yep.
Compare that to the great upsets.
Big.
Ooh.
That's a Marion Local. Didn't we upset Marion Local that one year? Girls.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, this Minster team, people were saying, could be one of the all-timers.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Probably are. Too. Probably last year they were. And we gave them a pretty good run.
So here's what we got to do. Here's my philosophy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We just got to compete. We got to let them know that in tournament time, we could beat them.
We got to put a little fear into it.
Yep. You in or out on that?
I'm with you. Coach, he's got to come up with a draw of a good plan then.
Pre- pressure's on coaches.
Yeah. Let's go, boys.
Vaughn, Patchy.
We're ready.
Yeah, let's do it.
We're ready.
I think we can get them. Neil, let's take a break. One, two. We got to pay some bills.
And I'm not worried about the bills. We could give you a chance to stop and breathe for a little bit.
Wayne Street Market.
Paying the bills.
Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio, is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95, and you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up this week on Fort Recovery Radio. On Thursday, the Lady Indians will travel to Minster to take on the defending state champion Lady Wildcats. We'll simulcast WPGW's coverage of the varsity game, and it will also be a delayed WOSN-TV broadcast. On Friday, the boys will host the Minster Wildcats and will also simulcast WPGW's coverage of that varsity game. On Saturday, the girls will host Liberty Benton with the JV game starting at noon and will simulcast WPGW's coverage of the varsity game. On Saturday evening, the boys will travel to Lincoln View to take on the Lancers. Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast both the JV and varsity games. Lots of basketball to start off the new year. Thursday, girls at Minster. Friday, boys host Minster. Saturday, girls host Liberty Benton, then the boys travel to Lincoln View. Make plans to get to all these games to support our Indians teams, but if you just can't get to all the games in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians. Pre-sale tickets for Friday's home boys basketball game with Minster will be sold tomorrow and Friday from 7:45 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the high school office. Pre-sale tickets are only $4 for students and $6 for adults. All tickets at the door for both adults and students will be $7. There will be no pre-sale tickets for Saturday's game at Lincoln View.
Don't you cry no more.
No.
They sang Kansas, the brothers did, the brothers band.
All right.
They came out hot.
Oh, they come out and just fired.
Journey, Foreigner, Boston.
Jay got, yeah.
Kansas.
Oh, it was unbelievable.
It's like it was an old rock concert going on.
It's tremendous. All right, so I'm looking at the boys' schedule. The boys just get done beating the absolute worst basketball team.
It's hard to believe that that team has gone down that far because they were always decent at least. Sometimes they had really good players.
Players was at a stud. They had one kid. Giozzi kid was a good player.
Yeah, but they're horrible.
Oh, my God, they're bad.
I mean, we got to keep them on the schedule.
Well, yeah, because next year it'll be down there and we can go to Maidright.
Maidright.
I went to Maidright. It's like their scorekeeper, greatest guy in the world, brought a whole bag of them.
It's unbelievable.
So I take them up to the scores table and I give them to the 4K radio guys. I say, hey, you guys want one of these? All the freshman JV, all the freshman teams eating them. I look over, there's Maidrights flying everywhere.
Maidrights are going.
Boys were happy. Good thing they didn't play that night. Yeah, that would have been bad.
Would have weighed a little heavy on their bellies.
Yeah, I've been taking Big Duke by halfway through the game.
It's
Indians beat Greenville to go to 5-3, and we also beat Anzonia over the holidays. And an interesting team for recovery. First thing we got to figure out, Does anybody know how many points Petey's got?
Yeah, what's going on there?
Is he close to 1,000?
I don't have a clue.
Somebody in the viewing, listening to us.
Somebody's got to research this a little bit.
Somebody tell us where Petey's at point wise.
Yep.
He averaged 20 a game last year.
Yep.
Over, I think. Probably. Right at 20.
Yeah.
We played 25 games.
I'd guess his sophomore he averaged 12.
25 times 20 is 450 points.
Yep.
He had to have at least 300 points his freshman sophomore year. Now, do the math, Hoss.
Forget gloves.
Neil.
Yep.
I bet he's over 900 points. Nobody knows nothing.
Nobody knows.
I asked Gail. I said, Gail, how many points your son got? No idea.
I used to like, I asked Luke. Luke, how many Elijah got? 972.
That's my kid. I'm going to figure it out.
I'm not sure what it is. I bet he's got 800. No, he's got 972. Oh, okay.
Come on. Somebody out there.
They got to get it figured out.
Where's it? It is big.
It's huge big.
It is big. Neil, you big or not?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Chris Shawns. I told Shawnsy. Mm-hmm. And I'll text him.
Shawnsy, we got to have you.
He said he can figure it out.
He's our guy.
Yeah, because he's. I'm sure every box score is.
I spoke Chris.
K R Y S.
Okay. You liar, Neil.
That's a way to spell it. That's not how he spells his. C H R I S is, I'm pretty sure, his.
Pretty much. Should be.
Another thing. I always tweet Peyton Judy. I think it's P E Y, or is it P A Y?
His P E Y.
P E in the scorebook.
Yep.
It is P E. I think I spelled P-A.
Peyton.
Peyton. It is Peyton.
It's like Dayton and Peyton. Who always did the Bob Leverett? Dayton.
Bobby Leverett.
Remember, he always had Dayton.
Yeah, he could never talk.
He called out his play. Dayton. What's Dayton?
What Dayton?
A lot of people do that. A lot of people don't Dayton. Do the T in there.
Dayton.
Dayton.
Yep. Dayton.
What? So anyway, the boys destroyed. We beat. Our Anzonia wasn't bad.
No, that's a battle.
Yep, had some shooters.
And then they won the Jet Holiday Tournament this weekend.
They did?
Yeah. 2 years in a row they've won it.
I can see them winning
good
it.
Good for them.
Yep.
I like that.
So our boys are 5-3. We got Minster at home Friday night. This is a game we got to get.
We got to get it.
Definitely.
I agree 100%.
Now, I don't care about Saturday Lincolnview game. No. Care less.
I care.
How good's Lincolnview?
They're good.
Pretty good.
But.
Yeah.
At least it ain't that pit no more.
No, they got a nice gym. They got a good home field advantage, too.
I don't know. I like that old gym. It wasn't bad.
Are you stupid?
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with the gym.
What much seat? What much seat?
I had the greatest seat ever at Lincolnview's old gym.
Yeah.
They sent me around the edge of that stage. Mm-hmm. That's a great seat. All right, so we were...
Neatest thing that happened in Lincolnview's gym.
Neatest thing that's happened?
For recovery.
Can I think of this?
I thought it was the neatest thing.
You thought it was neat? Mm-hmm. Tyler's 52?
No,
that was a cold water.
That was a cold water against that maybe New Bremen or somebody.
The Waynesville Goshen.
Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah.
Tyler had like 40 at Lincolnview.
In a bunch.
What's the neatest thing ever happened?
State tournament or state team.
Yeah.
Ross Wendell missed a dunk as a freshman. Remember when he dunked that thing? Burns and Gibby Mal.
Ross missed a dunk at Lincolnview?
At Lincolnview. I'm pretty sure it was Lincolnview.
How close was he to dunk it?
Really close.
Ross Wendell.
Yeah. Kind of broke away, missed it. And it was a good game. It was still kind of a battle, but we won.
I think you're right now you say that.
I don't think he tried another one the rest of the year either. I think he yelled at him, but he never tried another one. Because
after that, he couldn't jump.
Oh, he's a good jumper. Till then.
Yeah, once he tore his knee, he was gone.
No, that was
he couldn't touch the net now.
Well, if it was a really long net, he's wearing platform shoes.
That was neat. I remember that.
I always liked Lincolnview's gym. Was kind of cool.
Yeah, it was kind of fun.
Tom Bryan always stood there.
Yep.
That's one of the places I remember, and I believe it was Bryan that was the athletic director. Might have been after him, but mm-hmm. I remember somebody running up to him and saying, man, we got to get more more 50-50 tickets. We've sold over $100 worth.
They weren't ready.
Now they back the place.
Yeah.
Our 50-50 sucks, by the way, anymore.
Yeah, recently it has.
Yeah.
Not sure why that is.
Mm-hmm. All right, so anyway, so we got Minster and Lincoln View.
Yep.
I'm splitting this, 6-4. Okay?
We want Friday night.
Yep. At Delphus, no chance of winning that. You can't win at Delphus.
Nope. I don't know how we could.
No, you can't. We can go in there with the Globetrotters. Yep. They could have Mendon Union.
Yeah,
we're going to lose.
Yep. They win.
Yep.
Can't beat them.
Not there.
I beat them.
Don't buy a 50-50 ticket. You can't win it if you're from Fort Cover.
I'll never tell you who won.
Yeah, we're going to get thrown off here for saying bad things like that.
Well, when you're joking around, I don't think anybody thinks that's too serious.
And then on January 12th is the St. Mary's makeup.
Yes.
That's the makeup?
We'll beat them.
Is that home?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, we got them.
Yeah.
I don't know much about St. Mary's this year.
Well, they were on 33.
Yeah, by the lake.
Well, okay. I don't remember. I don't know much about their record or their
team. They're okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In division, what, two, probably? So
good
pretty
football
good.
Football team.
Hell of a football team.
Yeah, they didn't do too bad.
They got beat, though.
Yeah, but they went a little farther than we did. So.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
Impressive.
Then we got Knoxville and Arcanum.
WW.
I think.
Yeah.
Arcanum's good, but we can beat them.
It's at Arcanum, but
yeah.
Yeah.
We've had a little trouble there in the past.
Coldwater and Laramie.
That's a problem.
That'd be a fun weekend.
That'd be a tough weekend.
Well, I ain't scared of Laramie, but it's at Laramie. Can't win. That's like Delphus, so we can't win that one.
It's not as bad as Delphus. They're a little, but still.
Marion Local. At home at Marion Local.
At Marion Local?
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't like it. And then Miss them at home. We get them. Yep. Sandry at home. Kill them. Shawnee at home. Kill them.
I don't think so.
Might. Maybe,
but, well, we might, but
I've
seen some of their scores and some of their highlights. They look pretty good. They got the one player that was a sophomore a couple of years ago. It was really good.
They're good. Shawnee's good.
Shawnee's
good. They're going to win they could beat OG and win the WBL. Mm. New Bremen and Van Buren. Bring it on.
We ain't scared.
Yeah, the Van Buren at Finley. That's going to be awesome.
Nice.
I don't care if we win. Just want to have it. I think that's just going to be a neat thing.
Why?
Because it's at the University of Findlay.
Who cares? That place is a dump. It is.
Says the guy that's been there 35,000 times.
What's that mean?
Well, it means it can't be that bad or you wouldn't keep going back.
I went there and watched my brothers play.
Yeah.
But then go for the facility. The place is a dump.
I don't know. I've been to a few games there, and I like it.
Great seats.
I like
Finley?
It. Yeah. I think it's just a neat atmosphere.
Croy.
I mean, it don't hold 1,500 people.
Don't know.
Don't either.
I think that I've heard like 1,850 or something, but I could be completely wrong. But
still haven't got one tax on Petey's points.
Nobody knows.
It's a mystery.
Sean's, Jake Guy's got a game night, so he ain't going to answer.
He's working.
Yeah, he is busy.
Yeah, he won't be sitting there looking up.
Caleb Martin's stopping up tonight.
Is he?
Yeah.
Good, good, good. I like that.
He's an idiot.
Okay.
Marty? Marty?
Yeah. Idiot, you say.
Yeah.
I'm going to say he's probably not an idiot.
How you know?
Well, pretty sure. He's in college.
Seen West Wing Day. Cooper's.
Did you? What's he doing?
He's got two more days of work and then he gown.
Back at her?
Back to school.
Back
to school.
So he's helping out at Cooper's?
Yep, making a little summer money.
Junior, right? You got one more to go?
I think so.
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
Yep.
So you got two more. One more. Yeah. Yep, one more.
This is junior year.
Yep.
That's unbelievable. How old are we?
100.
You are.
I am 100. I feel like I'm 100.
I'm closer to it than you guys for sure.
Hey. Sad day today.
Uh-oh.
We lost three icons today.
Icons.
Mm-hmm. You ready?
Yeah.
Mean Gene Oakland.
Who?
Mean Gene. WWF, the announcer?
Mean Gene?
Mean Gene Oakland died.
Oh.
Mean and that's the... Now, listen. That's the least popular of the other three guys.
Who else we got?
Super Dave Osborne died.
Super Dave?
Yeah.
I barely knew who he was.
Are you stupid?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Super Dave.
Yeah. Super Dave. I know who you're talking about. I don't know much about him.
And then this is the one that's going to get you.
Yeah. First two are big.
Love will keep us together.
The captain?
The captain died.
Oh, the captain's boat went down.
Tony Tennille.
Mm. No,
not
no.
Tony.
No.
Richard Tennille.
Richard.
No, ain't it.
No, it's a Carpenter.
Daryl Dawkins.
Daryl Dragon.
Daryl Dragons.
Yep, Daryl Dragon. Yep, I didn't have the it until you said Daryl, but yep. Yep.
Neil.
That's three big ones.
I didn't. I'm still not seeing anything on Facebook about any of them.
What?
Super Dave.
Super Dave.
Big Mean Gene.
Super Dave. I'm some of the greatest. Super Dave. If you get a chance on YouTube, look up Super Dave.
They're funny.
He was a daredevil.
He used to do Evel Knievel stuff.
None of them ever worked.
No.
Super Dave Osborne bites the dust. Not happy with it.
Happy.
Nope. Nope. How about our JV team, boys?
Tremendous.
They're like 8-1.
8-1. They're good.
They are good. I like them.
They got a perfect little mixture there.
Somebody said our 8th grade team's only lost one game.
Yeah, I think they're good, too.
Yeah. And our 7th grade game's Troy Hillman, right?
Troy.
They're good.
Yeah. Who else is on that team? Is Rex on that team?
Rexy? Troy?
There's somebody else that, yeah, between those two and somebody else, I was thinking there's three that, at least in my head, would be really good.
Yeah, I mean, I think.
I haven't seen them play, so I can't say they are.
We got to get to a junior high game.
I got to get to a junior high game. I agree.
We got to get there. Freshman had a big win the other night.
Yeah.
Beat Minster?
Yeah. Logan hit a buzzing. Butters a beater.
Did he really?
All right.
How long?
3-pointer.
Did he really?
Yeah.
How many win by?
I don't know.
32.
At least one.
It was a buzzer beater.
At least one. Buzzer beater.
Sometimes Betsy, he's an idiot, but he does have some good one-liners. Because it wouldn't be 5-32.
Hey, beat the buzzer. That's all you need to do. Get shot in. Get shot in before the buzzer goes off.
That's not to score.
No.
As a buzzer beater.
Let's take a break. Be right back. Sport Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. New Lean and Mean TS6 Series tractors from New Holland and K&L Tractor Sales feature rock-solid reliability. You can tailor a model to match the tasks you do without sacrificing comfort. That's called being New Holland smart. Choose from four models between 90 and 115 PTO horsepower, two-wheel drive or four-wheel drive for added traction, and an all-weather cab or spacious flat deck platform. No matter how you outfit your TS6 Series tractor, you get rock-solid reliability. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales today.
As we all start the new year, Fort Recovery Insurance Agency and Ohio Mutual Insurance Group want to remind you that every year things change. Now is the time to make sure you're covered for the things that changed last year and might change this year. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants to help you review your current coverages and make sure you're protected. Join us in the fort, where we can protect you too. We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Cold outside and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617 and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617.
It's going to going to be a big party next summer, so don't miss your chance to get your tickets now for Win on the Wabash next August 23rd and 24th. $240,000 worth of prizes, including cash, ATVs, golf carts, firearms, a hot tub, and a whole lot more. There will also be live music from Erastus and Salt Creek. Tickets for this big two-day party are $100, and there will only be 3,000 tickets sold. Get your tickets and mark your calendars for Friday and Saturday nights, August 23rd and 24th. There will be 95 valuable prizes given away with a winner drawn every 5 minutes. 25 cash prizes of at least $1,000 on up to the grand prize of $25,000 cash. Purchase your tickets online at wowraffle.com and many Fort Cover businesses, as well as businesses in St. Henry, Coldwater, Fort Laramie, Rosales, and Lima. A complete list of ticket vendors is available online at wowraffle.com. Don't wait. Get your tickets today before they're all gone for Win on the Wabash. 95 big prizes, lots of cash, a big party, live entertainment, and free weekend camping. Get tickets and details at wowraffle.com and find us on Facebook and Twitter to check out our early bird giveaways. Don't miss out on the biggest party this area has ever seen. Friday and Saturday, August 23rd and 24th, 2019. Win on the Wabash. Get your tickets now.
Okay, so the Win on the Wabash, they're about out of tickets.
About out of tickets?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. I bet they got less than 500 tickets left.
I think they do, too.
Jeff was here today and picked up what I had that I wasn't going to sell, and he thought that at that time, from what his phone call made it sound like, they have less than 300 and
300.
In hand, and several of those are kind of spoken for.
Yeah.
Although Amazing. He did Man. Say a couple of different people's named name, and it was the same name from a few different people. So that person wanted one, but he may have told three or four different people.
I got 10 of them. I took to my father-in-law.
Yeah.
Van Wert. I guarantee he sells them.
Attaboy, Merle.
And if he doesn't, we're not going to have much trouble.
No, that's right. That's what.
Selling them. So, and they are going to only do the 3,000. They Jimmy talked Toby. About doing some
Jimmy
more.
Toby.
Jimmy?
Yeah, he texts me today and he goes, if you got any, I said, my father-in-law is the Roger Borman of Van Wert.
He'll hit it hard on him.
That's a mean thing to say.
No, it's true. I mean, he can sell anything.
Yep.
I say, hey, buy it. Go buy it. Roger Borman, the same way. Roger Borman could sell
can't
bag of poop. Yeah, okay. I had $5. He'll say, okay.
Can't turn him down.
What can I win? Poop.
All right.
I'll take it, Roger. If you say so, Roger.
Give me $10.
Yep. Ouch. We got to get Mindy Bupp on.
Yeah.
We got to get to. We have social security lined up. Hopefully next Wednesday.
Yep.
Maybe we can get her and Patchy up.
Yep.
Patchy can talk about.
Two W's.
Yeah, that's right. Two big games and. Now, I think our swimming team's good again.
Yeah.
They could have a fist fight over who gets Paige Fort Camp.
I don't think Paige swims anymore.
No.
She's dedicated basketball player.
So they could have a fist fight if Mindy Bupp wins, and she's a swimmer.
I like Paige.
Oh, yeah.
I do, too.
I really like her athleticism. I think she's the type of kid that can... I think she learns how to shoot it, and she can shoot it.
I think she can shoot it. She's another one.
I think she could average double figures a game. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. Maybe I'm nuts.
Nope, I believe you're right.
You're in on that one, too?
I'm with you.
Just let her shoot it.
Let her shoot it.
Crank it.
And it might be one of those where you have to make her shoot it.
Yep, yeah. Let her fly.
She has passed up a few shots.
We are not getting enough shots off.
Nope.
No, ain't happening.
I think we have too many people that are trying not to be selfish and trying to pass for that better shot
shoot
and
it.
Have a good shot. Yep.
We're calling. Shoot it.
Shoot it, Brookie.
Yep.
You're open?
Oh, Bonnie, shoot
it. Let her fly.
Livy, shoot it.
I agree. Yep.
Shoot it from out there. You can make a 18-footer.
Yep.
Absolutely.
And even if you don't, if you shoot it, they have to respect that you'll shoot. And if the coach is going to let you shoot, you got to be pretty decent, so.
Caleb Martin didn't have any trouble shooting it.
He'd shoot that damn thing.
He wasn't scared.
He ain't scared.
He's got his leggings on.
Oh, man. What are you wearing? You guys. Shoot it, Caleb.
What are you sitting over there for?
There's no microphone over there. That's way
over there. Yeah, tired? Are you a little tired?
Long, that is a long trip.
What's going on, bub?
Old man, where are you out tonight? Old man over the gym always wears me out. Yep.
Hi, I started seeing you up there.
Yeah, I might get up here once in a while. Thinking about. They need somebody to keep score or something. That'd be about the other thing
announce
I can do.
It. You want me to announce it?
Need an announcer and a scorekeeper? Hell, we'll show up. Neil can throw popcorn at the referees.
Yes. Yeah.
The only referee we got there is up there, Jared Collig. That's about it.
He referees?
He's a referee.
He yep. calls him.
Yep. He's a one-man refer?
Yeah. He likes really? To, he likes to take control, yeah.
All right. Does he play in ref?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So he call, how's he do that?
He's just a player ref.
The player ref?
Player ref?
You ever punch him in the whistle?
No. Got him good tonight, though.
Oh. You ever argue with him?
No.
No? You ever get teed up?
No.
You ever got a tee?
Hmm.
Did you do something stupid once?
I did get one technical my junior year.
Yeah,
we were playing St. Henry. It was my St. Henry game at home my junior year.
Yeah.
Your brother got one in junior high, didn't he?
Yeah.
Regan, I think Regan got one in JV last year, too.
And no, he's got two of them.
Kid's a head case. Kid is a head case.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, he did shit. Get one in junior high.
I know he did.
Nice shot, brother.
Just want me to get old man up, Jim? I missed it.
Hey, but you got it in the right end of the building.
I should have. You should have had it up against a wall.
I should have had about two technicals last year against St. Henry, though.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
How?
Just a real emotional game. And
can't play with emotion.
Had a hard time believing that.
I agree.
I'm with you.
You gotta have emotion.
Especially if you have a, what's his name, Kramer out there reffing.
Ben.
Oh my goodness.
Jesus, Ben.
He hated it. I don't think he liked me.
Well, shave your goat.
I don't think he liked me.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it's this.
It could have been.
How's school going?
Good. It's going good.
All right, what about football?
This year, it's kind of tough. I mean, I'm still dealing with some shoulder issues, but I'm actually no longer playing quarterback.
Really? Where you at?
I'm playing safety next year. They want me to, we only have two safeties on the team, and they're like, hey, you want to come over and play safety? And I said, absolutely.
Sure. Get me on the field.
Absolutely. So I'll probably be playing safety, some special teams.
Is that right? Well, good for you.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Should be pretty fun.
So our quarterback career?
Probably done, yep.
Probably done?
Yep. I got a kind of a still banged up shoulder, and figured might as well shut her down and try something else.
There you go.
So looking forward to it.
Absolutely.
That'd be fun.
For you.
Hell yeah.
You get your head knocked off.
Hey, anything can get me on the field.
That's right.
I know mom's scared.
Is she scared?
Oh, yeah. Terrified.
Come on, mom.
She's terrified. Never be scared.
Oh, we were watching the games this weekend, and I think Alabama's running back ran over that Oklahoma safety.
Yep.
Kid Buck killed him.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't think I want you playing defense.
You're out. She can let you go back to school.
Show her the Joe Theismann thing and see if she wants you to be a quarterback.
Yeah, we don't want that one.
Yeah, that's right. So we were just talking. You got a chance to see the Indians play a little bit. I don't know.
I'm only watching me in South Adams, so it's kind of tough for me to
When you head back?
13th, next Sunday.
Oh, so you get another week off.
Yeah,
you're happy.
I'm coming to the game Friday. I'll be there. And who do they play Saturday? They play at Lincoln View Saturday.
Yeah.
I probably won't be there.
No road trip?
That's a little road trip for
That's
me.
That's a big road.
Why not?
Road trip?
You know, Spencey, not everybody likes to drive across the state of Ohio every weekend and watch every sporting event.
I mean, we do. Of course, we're losers. But
we got nothing to do.
Yes, nothing better to do.
That's right.
You're talking to three people all the time.
He's got a little huggy bear kissy poo.
Take her with you.
There you go. Hey.
A little Saturday night date night in Lincoln.
Bingo.
There you go.
Frickers, get us some wings in the old belly.
Heck yes.
Yep. She can't beat that, can she?
Perfect.
I'll see what she wants to do.
But don't figure on saving you a ticket.
Probably not.
Okay.
Well, they're not pre-selling for Saturdays.
Oh, okay. So you can just, that's right. You
show up.
There
we go.
What did you think Buckeyes yesterday?
You know, I was impressed early. We actually went to Top Golf in Fishers, Indiana, so I was sitting there and hitting some balls around watching the game, and I was like, Buckeyes, they started out strong, and then in the end, I thought they were trying to piss it away.
Yeah,
a little bit.
You know, it almost seemed like they had the big lead, and they just kind of put her in the old neutral.
We're better than this team.
There's no way they can outscore us. And it just looked like they just kind of said, I ain't getting hurt, I ain't going out here. The last, they have 35 total yards second half.
Is that what they had?
Yeah.
They had one or three. They had 3 yards in was it the third quarter or fourth quarter?
Yeah, 3 yards.
Yeah, three yards.
Bad.
They didn't mean
defense win this thing. We're
done. That's right. And they did on y'all.
Yeah.
That's a good win.
I think they're going to have the same quarterback next year.
You don't think he's going?
I think he's coming back.
Ooh. He's a top five pick. Giants could take him.
So is Oregon's quarterback. He was a top five
pick. I know.
I don't know how you get any better, though. He had a good year.
I think for him, it doesn't matter where his stock's at. He wants to win a national championship.
You know, some kids are just, they love the college life.
Yeah.
You know, and they love to compete at that level, and they're having a riot. And
they do.
And he loves Ryan Day. But I think he goes. I think somebody says he's supposed to. You can't turn that down. But
I'm not saying he won't. I'm just saying there's a chance that
might stay.
He might stay.
He might see him stay.
There's all, if he leaves, you guys are getting the kid from Georgia.
You think Fields comes?
Yep. He's waiting.
He could beat Tate Martell any day of the week.
Yeah. Now, you're a Michigan guy.
I am. Sadly.
You happy with that head coach?
You're not under oath.
He recruits good.
He recruits real well.
No, this year didn't. Everybody, you know, all them guys pulled out. They're not going to get hurt. Gary and them guys that ain't playing in the bowl game.
I don't count the bowl. I mean.
No, right.
No.
Irrelevant. Nobody cares. I mean, that's the thing. Nobody cares about the bowl games now.
That's a disaster.
You got to get a quarterback. Got to get a quarterback.
You know, he played well throughout the year, and then he just went down to the horseshoe, and like every other good quarterback against the Buckeyes, just
laid an egg.
Wasn't very good. Yeah.
Yep. Goes downhill and carried over the bowl game. I think he'll have a better year next year. We got a freshman quarterback who's pretty good.
Push him a little bit.
Yeah.
You brought up the topic of the BCS bowl system, and you're a fan of how many teams?
18.
Eight.
Yep. What Wesley was brought up in one of our group chats. This picture right here. What that would have looked like.
Hold it up close to the microphone so you can see it at home.
Hold it away from your face so you can see it.
I got it right. Yeah,
it's like Dane Martin trying to read a screen.
Yes. All right, so let me ask you this, okay?
I like it.
They're blowouts now. What's going to happen when you bring eight in?
Well, yeah, like...
What would Alabama do to Washington?
He's got them playing UCF.
What would they do to him?
Beat the crapper out of him.
That's my only problem.
Yes, I agree.
I mean, they're wipeouts now.
It gives teams
so
more.
So might as well go back to two.
Huh? You don't see... I mean, you see four teams that only care about playing.
Yeah.
I mean, if you get this, you get eight teams that you got to watch eight or four pretty good games until you watch Alabama, UCF.
Because,
I mean, if you'd had Georgia, Ohio State this year, that's a damn good game.
Absolutely.
And they're playing for everything.
Right.
I mean, you got Notre Dame, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
That would have been a good game.
Yeah.
It would have been a real good game. I mean, Clemson, UCF.
Clemson's good.
I think they beat Alabama.
I'm taking them.
That'd be a good one.
I think they could.
I don't think they're going to beat them, but.
I ain't seeing it.
Ain't seeing it.
Got your money on it?
Nope.
Yep.
Ain't got no money to put on her, but.
Yep. Broke.
I'm out on that.
If I have money, I'm going to put money on something, it'd be Clemson.
You're going Clemson.
If you can make a lot of money on that.
What's the line? 7.5
Close.
I think seven.
Yeah, 7.5.
Seems close.
Be a dandy.
It is. Did you watch Georgia last night in Texas?
Mm-hmm.
And you talk about now we've seen Georgia. All you know. When you talk about teams that don't want to be there, who played harder? Yeah, who wanted to be there?
Texas. Tom Herman's squad showed up.
Yeah, they showed up, and I think that's the bowl thing. You know.
Well, I think Georgia, they kind of felt sorry for themselves because they didn't get in the playoff.
Yeah.
With all that Twitter bull crap going down, whenever they were all laughing and saying we should have been in, and you come out and get absolutely pooped on by Texas. Yeah. You don't.
Mm. Yeah, and Texas is okay, but Maryland beat Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, so
hey, Maryland almost beat the Buckeyes.
Oh, they should have the Buckeyes.
Yeah. Maryland was a trap game for everybody this year.
Maryland wasn't bad. I agree with you. So let's talk a little bit about you and Tiffin, and now you're at Tiffin now. Mm-hmm. And you said you were going to go to safety.
Yep, play some safety.
Yep. So what made you decide to go out of Toledo? Just didn't fit in. Just thought it was.
Just wasn't the right place for me. And didn't really see a future playing there. So I was like, hey, I want to go find a new place to play and somewhere to give me a better opportunity. And I think I found it. So, yeah.
So how's that work? You go up there. Was it was you in over your head at Toledo?
No.
How about like, did you see like the athletes? Are they freak athletes?
Oh, they are. There's some freak athletes, freak athletes. But there's also guys there. I mean, that I felt like I was right on that level.
Yeah.
But I mean, just there's two or three guys in front of me at quarterback, and they were going to bring in a freshman quarterback that they wanted to start right away as a freshman.
Yeah.
And so they kind of told me, they're like, well, we don't see you having a future here playing. And they're like, you can either stay and never play and just go through practice and be miserable for the next 4 years, or you can go find a new place to play. And so I did.
So do you feel like, how do you feel about that? Are you glad that they was honest with you?
Yeah.
Or you got a chip on your shoulder?
No. I'm glad that they told me. Yeah. It'd be better than holding me around for 3 or 4 years and being like, oh, well, they can keep telling me, like, you got a chance to play. And then 4 years down the road, I never touch the field. I mean, it's kind of like, well, crap, you know?
Right. It's a lot of commitment. Mm-hmm.
So practice-wise, was you, like, how's that work where you were at? Did you get reps?
I was on scout team.
You were on scout team?
Yeah, me and two other quarterbacks were scout team quarterbacks, yeah.
So you get hit being on scout team?
Yeah.
You get drilled?
Yeah, a lot.
Do you really?
A lot, yeah. We have our one defensive lineman that plays the Steelers now. He about knocked me out one practice, and after that, I was like,
That was enough of that.
Did he about kill you?
He about killed me, did he?
Yeah. Blind side, or did you see it coming?
Left side.
Really?
Yikes.
Never seen it.
Because the scout team is a bunch of walk-on offensive linemen, too, and kids legit like my age that are playing offensive line for the first time in college, and they're like,
here comes this big dude.
I'm not stopping this guy.
So did you get up?
Oh, absolutely.
Did you?
Absolutely, yeah.
Did you? Was you breathing?
Barely. Wobble a little bit.
Barely.
Eventually.
You just imagine Bubba running a 4.4 and coming around the edge.
Yeah.
Coming around hot.
And just bringing the hammer down.
I remember Tyler Niekamp. Remember when he went? Didn't he go like one practice or two practices at Finley to be the quarterback?
Yeah.
And they must have had a nasty linebacker. Yeah. He's like, I think I'll go to basketball.
Yeah, I'm done with this.
I think I'll go play around ball.
You gotta love the game of football.
You do.
To be in that situation.
That's what I keep telling all these kids, like kid from St. Henry, Zach Niekamp.
Yeah.
He's asked me about like what it's like playing in college and stuff, and I'm like, if you don't love it, don't do it.
Yeah.
If you don't absolutely love it with everything you have, don't do it. Cause they own you. Once you go there, they own you, and you get up at, our schedule is 6 a.m. workouts, or 6 a.m. run, 7 a.m. lift. We got class all day till about 3, and we practice from 3 to 5, and then you got study tables after that as a freshman. So you have your nothing. Day from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. is shot. Yeah. And then, I mean, some guys have jobs. Like, I have a job, and I'm working from 6 to 11. I'm just like...
It's a long day.
Jeez, if you don't love it, you just.
So you had a job up there?
Yeah.
What'd you do?
I just work at Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
A little easy money.
Yeah. So. And you'd work till 11 o'clock at night and get up 6 o'clock next morning and run.
Yep. After our season was over, we started like our winter lifting or whatever. And we were out. So they had us outside and sleet, like whenever it was just starting to snow.
Yeah.
And we were doing push-ups, we were doing burpees, and we were running on the tennis courts. I'm like, those are the times when kids are like, is this really for me?
Yeah.
Do I really want to do this? And that's when you get a lot of guys that are like, well, shoot, I'm out. Peace.
That's brutal. That's right.
It's brutal. Division One's a lot. I mean, it's a lot more. You don't think about it, but Division, like, the next level up is, I mean, you gotta bring it up another level.
Yeah.
And it's just,
so was everything paid for you while you was there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You could have hung in there.
I could have stayed and got everything free and get checks on top of that every month, but...
Yeah. No, I ain't doing it.
I wanted to play good somewhere and get on the field.
How's Tiffin?
Good.
Good dudes?
It's fun. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Coaches are pretty good.
Now, they're in a GLIAC?
No, they're in a GMAC.
Okay, they're in a Finley and a GMAC. Yep. Okay.
Yep. So, we started out 9-0 this year. We played Hillsdale up there for the GMAC championship, and they beat us by a touchdown.
Now, are you going to this? Are you traveling?
I didn't go. Okay. No, I did not go to that game. I was still banged up, and they just didn't want to bring me. So, and then we played Finley for our last game of the year, And we were up 13-0 in the first quarter, and we were like, okay, like, this is great. We go to the playoffs after we beat Finley, and they came out, the Berkey kid from Mary, and he came out and threw 4 touchdowns in a row, and we were down by a few scores. We're like,
we ain't going to
everybody got to the point of that game where they're like, well, we're not going to playoffs if we lose. So
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. It's unbelievable. Yeah, it is. So you and getting back to the Toledo and now to Tiffin. And so when you decided it was time to go, leave Toledo, what'd you do? Mm-hmm. Did you say, hey, I'm looking, or how'd you do that? What made you decide on Tiffin?
Well, the story today is I was in a meeting with my position coach, my quarterback coach after spring ball, and he kind of told me what was going on and how he was going to help me look elsewhere. I'm like, okay. And then they called up Tiffin's coach, and then I took a visit to Tiffin. And I mean, I visited Tiffin whenever I went to a few camps there when I was younger, so I knew I was pretty familiar, and took a visit there, and I was going to take a visit to ODU and a few other places, and I was just like, nah, Tiffin's offering me a lot of money and doing whatever, and they want me to play there, so I took it, and then that's where you're going. Yep. I decided to transfer middle of May, moved into Tiffin end of May, and that's where I'm at now.
Well, good for you. We're going to take a break. Top of the hour, 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee. We're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit more about the Buckeyes, college football. And we're going to talk about the NFL. And
coming up.
We're going to talk Baker Mayfield. Bubba and Fee.
Have you tried the new smoked meats at Wayne Street Market? Stop in and check them out. They have their delicious oversized smoked chicken leg quarters every day, and you might find some smoked brisket or ribs and more. Just stop by the deli and pick out what you want, add a couple of sides, and you'll have a great meal in a minute. And if you want larger quantities of their smoked meat without all the time and hassle of making it yourself, just call them 48 hours ahead of time at 375-2865, and they'll have it ready for you to pick up when you want it. Wayne Street Market, call them at 375-2865. Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Boers Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boers, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boers Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boers Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Did you know that the Fort Recovery Library has free digital books, audiobooks, magazines, videos, and more that you can access through the library's catalog on their website? So if you have a tablet, e-reader, or smartphone, just go to fortrecoverylibrary.org and click the catalog file near the top of the page. Then click on the download graphic on the right, and you'll be able to access lots of great material from your library. So download the app now, or stop by the library and they'll be happy to help you download it onto your electronic device. Then you'll have access to lots of ebooks, audiobooks, videos, and more, anytime, anywhere. The Fort Recovery Library, your source for great books and a whole lot more.
We're back here. Wednesday night, Bubba and V Sports Talk. Talking to the former state champion quarterback, Caleb Martin. What do you think, buddy?
I'm happy to be here, as always.
Awesome. We love to have you in here, Ben. So we're going to switch to safety.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're going to go, I mean, is that being a quarterback, you know all the plays and stuff offensively, mm-hmm. I'm sure. Now you got to learn the book on the other side.
Yep. It's going to help me, though, because, I mean, in spring, I'm going to know the offense's whole playbook and what they do. So I think it's going to give me an advantage. And so...
Something like that. You probably have to read a lot of.
I'm
sure that's what it is. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of keys that you have to read on defense and where the receiver's at, inside receiver, all that. Yeah. Yep. There's a lot to do on defense.
That'll be fun, though. Be fun hitting people again.
Excited.
Get some back from them guys.
Yeah, I think it's a neat deal. I think you'll do great up there, and hope for you, and wish the best for you, big fella. So, the Browns wrapped up their season fee last Sunday.
And, yes.
And unbelievable game against Baltimore.
It was a great game.
I mean, you sat and watched
it. Fun to watch. Fun to watch.
Browns had every chance to win it, and Baker Mayfield, what a season.
Mm-hmm. Off. It's going to be a good one.
When he was drafted, when the Browns took him number one, what was your thoughts?
You know, I didn't mind the pick at the time. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, they got Baker at one, Denzel Ward at four. I would have liked them to get Saquon at one and Baker at four. But, I mean.
I don't know if that would happen.
I don't think that would happen. I think.
It was so quiet.
Yeah.
Like, Baker was so, it was so quiet about him.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that was one of them or they.
Came out of nowhere.
He thought that guy was a no doubter.
I agree. And when you talk about how many times did we say, why would you could have got Baker at four? I don't know if you could have.
That's exactly right. I don't think.
I don't know if you could have.
I think
Saquon's a stud.
Saquon is a stud.
He's top five running back in the league right now.
But yeah. Nick Chubb ain't too bad.
Chubby's pretty good.
I tell you what, we got that Dorsey is good.
Yeah, Dorsey had a good
Dorsey
draft.
Is a Dorsey. I mean,
look what he did at Kansas City.
I know.
Drafted Mahomes and
absolutely. Kareem Hunt.
But. Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Well. Where's Kareem Hunt from? Mac?
Toledo.
That's what it was. So he was. Was Hunt been there when you was a senior?
No, he was there. He was a senior. Okay. He graduated the year before I all got right. there. Yeah.
So when you visited up there, do you see him?
Yeah. It was pretty cool because the first time when we ran there, or like we got there for workouts, he was actually running with us, like right next to me during our workouts. Or yeah. So that was pretty cool to see him neat. And do that.
Look, he didn't beat the crap out of you.
He's a big dude. He's fast.
He's fast and mean. He's
top
mean.
Five. He was a top five running back in the league. I don't think he'll get another chance to be.
He could be in trouble.
He may not. You don't know. He'll get another chance.
Yeah. Washington already took him, right?
I don't know.
No.
I thought they took him.
They took Reuben Foster, who beat his girlfriend.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They gave him another chance.
Nobody's picked Hunt up yet.
No.
I thought I seen they did.
I don't think so.
If you want to deal with that, you can get a good player for probably pretty cheap, too.
Yeah. But, man, you got to deal with that.
That's trouble.
Yeah.
Jerry Jones will take him.
Oh, yeah.
He'll take all that.
Him and Zeke in the backfield.
They win.
Yeah, it was the guy.
I mean, he runs the league anyway, so it doesn't. He can do whatever he wants. Yeah. He can do whatever he wants.
Absolutely, he runs the league.
Mm-hmm. That's right, pretty much.
Jerry Jones, whatever.
Him and Robert Kraft run the league.
Yeah, Kraft and Rooney.
Yep.
Yeah,
I tell you what, the AFC North is in good hands at quarterback. You got Baker, you got Lamar. Andy Dalton's got to be out. Cincinnati, he's got to be out.
Huh?
Andy Dalton's got to be out.
Who you gonna be a coach?
Not Hugh Jackson.
I can't believe they're interviewing him. I think that's a courtesy interview. It's got to be.
They got to go after McDaniels.
Really?
Yeah. He's the best coach available.
He's a weird dude, though.
He is weird.
He keeps pulling out on
him. Yeah, I agree.
He's going to take the job. He's no doubt going
to. But really, would you want to leave New England when that job's going to be his after Belichick's done?
Yeah, that's probably true, too. Although, Brady leaves.
Yeah, but you know what? They're a sleeper pick to win the whole thing this year.
Oh, I think. Yeah, everybody always looks past Brady.
Yeah.
Why would you?
He's got weapons.
Oh, yeah. Yes. It's ridiculous to ever.
Yeah, those guys.
Yeah. He got a running game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's got a good defense, too. Decent defense. Finally.
Yeah, I agree. I ain't betting against touchdown, Tommy.
I wouldn't either.
Yeah, I agree.
I ain't rooting for him.
You're not?
Nope.
Hate him?
Can't stand him.
Tom Brady?
I like him, but I just am getting tired of him. So they're every damn year.
They are. Mm-hmm. I agree. They are there a lot. What about the other side of the ball? Who do you like out of the NFC?
NFC.
A lot of Buckeyes on the Saints.
Yeah. I like Drew Brees, too.
I mean, it's hard. To me.
I like him.
I wouldn't mind seeing Saints in there.
I'm going to sleeper out of the NFC for you.
Don't say the Bears.
Dallas Cowboys.
Cowboys?
God, I hope not.
Bears could be good, too. They got great defense.
They do.
You shut teams out, you're going to win.
They got a great defense.
The Dallas Cowboys.
Who they got first? They got Seattle.
They get beat by Seattle.
Nope.
Sunday.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope. You know, Bubba, I have to disagree with you on this one.
We're going to disagree?
We're going to disagree. We're going to disagree on this one. Yep.
Mm. It'd be hard to win at Jerry World.
I've got the Cowboys.
Are you a Cowboy fan?
No. My dad is. Dane Martin's a Cowboy fan.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, he's fired up then.
He's Jack.
Neil, who are you a fan of?
I don't care about anybody in the NFL.
Neil!
Come on, Neil.
I don't know any of them.
You don't?
Nope.
You don't know nobody?
No, I don't think I know anybody.
Indianapolis Colts.
I don't think I know anybody on that team. Wrights used to be on there. I knew his dad.
Who?
The Wrights that was a...
Yeah, he was a lineman, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's his mom is Ralph Franley's aunt.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? The kid's grandmother is Ralph Franley's aunt.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Do you know that?
And Wrights.
Did not know that.
Yeah, the Dave Wrights used to come to
Dave Wetz. Dave
Wetz. No, Wright. R-E-I-T-Z.
Wetzy.
He was out at around Bryant area. He used to come to Toby's restaurant with all the Portland boys. And so I'm at the bowling alley whatever year the kid was a senior at Purdue and talking to him. And he said something about his son. I looked over and it's 6'8", monster.
He was in Fort Carey bowling alley?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And I said, so does he play football? He said, not yet. He plays plays basketball for Purdue, but he'll be in the NFL next year. Because he'd already gotten a whole bunch of people looking at him.
Want any? Yeah. He played basketball at Purdue?
Yeah. Yep, and played football in the NFL.
What's no kidding.
He got hurt. He played. I don't think he's still on the team. He got hurt a year or two ago, and I don't think he's gone back into it. But yeah. So there's a lot of teams I like to see win, and I got a lot of friends that are.
I think the Houston Texans got a good chance.
Yeah. Colts beat them. Yeah. Yeah. Andrew Luck is he's tough.
He's good. Deshaun Watson is just as good.
They have no running game, Hoss.
Doesn't matter. They got the best receiver in football.
Huh?
They have the best receiver in football and one of the best, and probably the best defense in football.
Tell you what. All right.
What?
Here's what we're going to wager.
All right. What's our wager?
We're going to wager with McDonald's.
Oh, at Pizza Hut, he can get a discount there.
No. McDonald's.
McDonald's.
All right. McDonald's.
Meal. Happy Meal.
No, quarter pounder of cheese meal.
All right.
I got the Colts.
I got the Texans.
And then I got Seattle.
I got Cowboys.
Two meals.
Yeah. What happens if the Cowboys win?
You got to have Colts a third win. One. Where's your third one?
We need a third one.
We need a tiebreaker?
Best of three, yeah.
Then we'll settle it later in the playoffs.
Okay.
All right. I like it.
Double quarter or just single quarter?
Double quarter.
Double quarter.
I love double quarters. This is big, man. What's your New Year's resolution? To lose weight, is it?
I don't got a New Year's resolution.
You gotta have a New Year's resolution, you moron.
Why?
Are you stupid?
Probably. You said that 14 times. I think I've proved that I am.
He's admitted it.
You gotta have a New Year's resolution.
Bubba, what's yours?
I want to walk 18 holes of golf this year.
Walk 18?
Yeah.
All in the same day?
Yes.
Oh, because I was going to say, you can probably count if you just count walking from the cart to the ball.
It depends. What course are you talking? Just 18 in general?
I'm going to walk 18 holes at the Elks.
18 at the Elks.
I walked 3 holes the other day.
So you only have 15 more to go?
I'll tell you what. I'll walk it with you.
18 holes.
Yep. I'll walk it with you.
P, I'm going to do it.
What are we playing?
It's good. Just telling you.
Caleb, if you're walking with him, he's going to have you carrying his clubs.
Absolutely. No, you got to carry your clubs. We're carrying our clubs.
Yeah.
You any good? Am I any good at what?
Golf.
Carrying my clubs?
Golf.
Well, it's pretty good.
Ain't as good as Fee, but
it's pretty good.
I feel like Fee can golf a little
Fee's
bit.
Fee's good.
Not too good.
That's what they all say.
We're going to Florida here 2 weeks, play golf.
We're going after it.
We're going to lay on the beach naked?
Yes, whoa. Sir. Speedos.
Huh? Then we're going to send you pictures.
Nah, man.
Oh, Jesus. We're going to send you pictures. Put them on the website.
Well, send them to Chuck. I ain't touching them.
Serious or not?
Pretty sure. Yeah, I'm definitely serious.
You know, Chuck might enjoy that.
He might. Yeah, he could. Chuck's a little weird.
He would enjoy putting your naked picture on Facebook.
He would. He'd blow it up, too, and he'd make a complete fool out of me.
He would.
I hate Chuck.
No doubt.
Hate him with a passion.
Okay.
Well, then. Just saying.
Just saying.
I'm just saying. What else are we going
to
talk about?
Did I mention to you that he's going to be in charge of sports talk next week?
Oops. I love Chuck.
I may have made that up.
We love Chuck.
What else we got to talk about? There's a lot of stuff happening.
Marty's got Ohio State's coach or quarterback staying put.
Marty's drunk.
I like him if he's right.
Why?
I'd hate to be right. I'd absolutely hate to be right.
I don't want him staying.
Go.
I don't want him back. How many wide receivers we lose?
Uh oh.
Three?
Perry Hall.
Perry.
He probably knows how many points Petey has.
No, my Colts are feeling pretty hot right now.
Yeah.
How close is Petey to 1,000?
We don't know.
We're trying to. Shaunzy just texted me. He's on it.
Is he on it?
Yep. I haven't checked, to be honest. I will as soon as I can.
I'm not sure if he's close or not.
We think he's 900.
Yeah, we think he's a few games away. Not very many games away.
Do the math, Halls.
He didn't play his freshman year.
Okay.
Sophomore year, he didn't play much either.
Well, Bubba thinks he played pretty good amount.
I'm saying he scored 100 points.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. He scored 450 last year.
So he's sitting at probably 550-ish coming into this season.
So if he averages 20 a game, that's...
That's what he's averaging, right?
He could get it. I'm not saying he couldn't.
That's what I'm saying. We got to know.
Right.
Yeah, I want to know for sure.
You're saying he didn't score. He didn't play in varsity his freshman year.
He didn't. His sophomore year, he probably didn't average but 6 or 7 points a game. But in my senior year.
So that gets him.
He didn't start?
Can't remember when he started.
Our starters were me, Mike, Matt, Jason, and Bronny.
That's right.
Yep. I think Petey might have started a few games in there every now and then, but...
Was that when we had the controversy 2 years ago?
Was,
yep.
Right?
That
yep.
was.
Yep.
The old one.
Yeah. That's a good one.
He probably got at least 100.
I would think he did.
20 games.
Oh, yeah. He definitely did.
That's 5 a game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he got that.
Who beat us that year? We beat somebody at Allen East.
We beat
the tournament.
We beat Upper Sciota Valley.
Yeah, that's it.
Ion East.
We beat them easy.
And then Perry beat us at Walpock.
Yep.
We could have beat them too.
We had them. Yep. That was the district finals.
That's right. What are you looking for?
Just a bottle of water.
Thirsty, ain't you?
I am thirsty.
That's your third thing to drink.
That's thirsty.
Hey, old man Open Gym, where you at?
He's kidding.
How many guys show up?
We had 10 on the dot.
10 on the dot.
Frankie 10 showed up, made it 10.
Full court?
Yep. Old man, open gym, old full court.
Yeah.
It's not really old man when no one's over 40.
Who's the best player?
Jared, by far.
Is he?
Yeah. Jared and Aaron.
Both Cog boys are. Mm-hmm.
Of course, Jared would be good. He's the referee.
Matt shoots a lot. He shoots more free throws than James Harden.
I got fouled again.
Matt Ben's pretty good still.
Who?
Matt Ben still got it.
Matt Ben shows up?
Yeah. Still got it. Still got the stroke.
Yeah.
Got a little.
That's pretty. There's some good kids in.
Oh, yeah.
You're like the eighth best player.
Absolutely, yeah. Michael Garkey's a better shooter than me at this point.
No.
Ooh.
Michael Garkey. I could kick it more in than Michael Garkey. Michael Garkey shows up.
He does. You got Michael Garkey, Nick Link.
Nick Link.
Jesus' brother.
Nick. Brother. He don't play basketball.
Yeah.
Does now.
Yep.
Nick Link.
Yeah.
Basketball.
Super.
Nick.
He gets up and down.
Really?
Yeah.
Can he make a basket?
Yeah. He was heating up tonight from three, right in the corner.
Really?
Yep.
Can you still make a shot or not?
Ooh. Tonight was rough. I probably shot 8% tonight.
Couldn't knock her home?
Nope.
Couldn't let her fly, though?
Oh, yeah. Always.
How about your brother? He's going to be good.
Soft.
He is tougher than a sophomore than you was.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely so, Hoss.
No.
No way.
No, it's hard for you guys to admit when your little brothers are better.
He's not. He's not tougher than me.
He might be.
He's not.
He could be.
He's got better hair than me. But
he's got a great lid.
He's got a good lid.
He does have a good lid. Kenny got him a good cut.
Hey, so he's looking good. Hey, he's got more swag than you had.
Okay, I'll agree there. He does like to pretty himself up a little bit.
He's a pretty boy a little bit. Uh-huh. Yeah. How about your sister? How good an athlete is she? You're the third best athlete in the family. How many kids are in your family?
Three.
What's that mean?
That means he'd be fourth. Is that third demoralizing?
Hey, Hoss, come on. Number three.
I'm not admitting to anything.
Your sister's better.
No, I agree.
Regan's going to be better.
I hope he's going to be better.
And you're three.
Okay.
What do you think, brother? P.
See?
Huh?
P's got my back.
Where's your sister going to go to school at? Finley?
Finley, yeah.
Finley.
So she's already did more than you. She's going to Finley. She went to state and swimming.
She did?
You didn't go to state, nothing.
He brain dead.
I think I saw him at like the horseshoe once.
And at track, I would say.
We
made it there twice. I made it there twice.
But that's because you had good runners.
That is good because we had good runners.
He was a poker.
She got it there in her relay.
Swimming, Hoss.
Her relay, Hoss.
Yeah. Neil, help me out.
I think she got there in an individual event.
I'm on Caleb's side.
I think she did.
She's good.
She's damn good.
She is good.
I'm just saying.
Yep.
Good volleyball player.
Mm-hmm. Good track runner.
Swimmer. Track.
I'll tell you what, swimming's next level. I couldn't go in there and swim two laps right now without passing out.
I'd drop. There's no doubt.
He's have to fish me out.
Here. Down he goes.
Grab Marty.
Somebody get Marty out of the water.
You a good swimmer? I can swim.
You ain't gonna die.
So. No, I wouldn't die now.
You ain't swimming any laps.
No. I'm good. I could tread.
Doggy paddle.
Yeah.
She's a swimmer.
She is a fish. She's a fish.
She's a fish. Let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Now, your mom didn't play sports.
Yes, she did.
Your mom played basketball.
And volleyball.
She did?
I think so.
She ain't good?
I mean, I couldn't tell you. I never watched her.
She wasn't a Hall of Famer.
No. Deb Martin.
Dane didn't do nothing.
No, he didn't.
Where'd you guys get your talent?
Mike Collig.
Practice. Oh, Jesus. Grandpa?
Grandpa.
Mike Collig?
It's got to be the Collig side. I mean,
well,
I didn't get anything from the
Mike Martins. Played basketball in high school.
I mean, my Aunt Diana's a pretty good athlete.
Yeah.
She's a damn good athlete.
She's a good athlete.
Yeah.
Got some bloodlines.
She got some bloodlines, yeah. Because I don't know where all the height and all that came from. Because
Grandpa Martin was a great bowler.
He was a great bowler.
I love Dickie Martin.
He was one of my all-time favorites.
I mean, Farting Martin.
Dickie Doo. Oh, my God.
What do you think about that? You think about that. How proud would that guy have been watching this little peckerhead play?
Oh, my God.
I mean, that's what you just, like, I see my dad and Farting Martin and them old guys.
Yep.
You think, how proud are they of their,
Oh, man.
Farting Martin was a classic.
He'd ate that up.
He would always go out to the bowling alley for the girls bowled first Thursday nights.
Mm-hmm.
And then the guys bowled 9:00. Farting Martin was there at 6:30 for the girls. Oh, he'd be helping them out, showing them what they're doing wrong, and all the girls would be hanging around him, you know. Oh man, what a neat bird!
That's how the Martins got it. Though
he was a funny guy.
Yeah, swag from Grandpa. Uh-huh.
Swag from Grandpa. That's right. Yeah, that's
he was awesome. The neatest guy ever.
He was a champ.
He wasn't a bad bowler.
No, he's a good bowler.
Yeah, he could hook that old ball.
Yep.
He was a competitor too. He didn't want to lose.
Nope.
Dickie didn't like losing.
He liked to cheat too.
Hey,
cheat cards. Couldn't play cards with him. Save your life.
Cheater?
Cheat like crazy.
Cheater wide open.
Every grandpa cheats playing with their grandpa.
Yes.
Yeah, because you got to. You got to teach them a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Neil?
No.
Who, Pete? No. We ain't green on much, dear Spencer.
No?
Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
You're an idiot.
I can't disagree with you on that one.
Nope.
So we got football's basically over.
Yep, pretty much.
National championship game is next Tuesday?
Monday night.
Always on Monday night.
Is it really?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm out of whack.
For the last 20 years.
And they put the Super Bowl on a Sunday night.
Blows I like that.
I don't like it.
Why?
I don't like it. Put it on a Saturday night.
Yeah. I agree.
Yes. Super Bowl? Oh, yes. No. Sunday? Put it on a Saturday night. Are you dumb?
Put it prime time, Saturday night.
Nobody will watch it.
Nobody would watch it?
Yeah.
Nobody.
Everybody watches it now, Sunday night. What else are you going to watch?
You're going to watch the Super Bowl if they put it on a Tuesday afternoon.
Ohio State bowl game yesterday was one of the highest rated bowl games.
Was it? Oh, Urban. Yep,
unbelievable. It was like 10. The rating was like a 10 something, which is outdid every other year's game.
So is he going to coach again? I wouldn't bet against it at all.
Well, if he goes a couple of years without health problems, I'd say he'll be back.
Wait till that USC job opens up.
The only thing is he really wanted to coach Ohio State.
Uh-huh.
Like when he left Florida.
He will not coach college football again.
That's exactly right. I think he'll go to NFL.
NFL?
No, he'd go to Alabama.
No.
Absolutely not. Nick Saban will die at Alabama.
Yeah.
And that might be next week.
Because if he wanted to be in the NFL, he'd have been there 5 years ago.
I agree.
Yeah.
Saban did coach in the NFL for a little bit,
wasn't very good either.
Just like a lot of really good Feen, college good coaches. They don't do.
Fee got an unbelievable memory. I got nothing in the tank. Fee remembers all that crap. I'm proud of you.
Yep.
I got nothing. No. Fee got her all. That's what makes us great radio show.
Good team.
It is a great radio
show. Now, here's what I want to ask you.
I'm thinking about starting up my own radio show in Tiffin.
Okay, here's what I want to ask you, okay? I want you to be honest.
All right.
Do you ever listen to us on Wednesday nights?
I do.
Why?
I have.
Huh?
I really have.
Have you really?
I really have.
You must really be bored up there.
I am bored.
Or delivering pizzas, you're like, it's turn.
Might as well turn.
I'm driving around Tiffin, listening to you two morons talk on the radio. Nothing better to do on a Wednesday night.
And
boss, I'll be in 10.
Hey, anything else going on in your life?
Not Diamond Ring.
No.
How long you guys been dating?
Third grade.
Going on 3.5 years in March.
Hello. Woo. Where'd she go to school at?
Still Toledo.
How'd she handle that?
It's tough.
Definitely that far.
Well, about 50 minutes.
Is it that far?
That ain't so bad.
It's not bad, though. I make it work.
You ever go to the casino? Are you 21?
No, not yet.
When you turn 21?
September 16th.
Well, then you better put that beer back in the refrigerator. No, wait, that's water.
I will.
Never mind.
Are you allowed to drink beer up there?
Am I allowed?
The coaches, I can.
Yeah, they don't care.
You're good? Like, they're all. Mm-hmm. At Toledo's, a ball's a wall. You can do anything you want.
Yeah.
Really?
I didn't care.
Yeah.
College is different. They just.
Yeah.
Stay out of trouble.
Mm-hmm. Just don't do anything stupid. Don't fail drug tests. That's about it.
How often you got to do drug tests?
At Toledo, I did 2 in my 1 year being there. And I haven't had one to do one yet in Tiffin. So.
Okay. So those come up randomly, say,
yep.
Being a jug.
Mm-hmm. Being a jug.
Yep.
Is that right?
One of the hardest things I've ever had to do, pee in a cup right in front of somebody.
It's terrible. Stage fright.
That is bad.
Wow.
They're
standing there watching you.
Can you give me a gallon of water?
I could have 6 gallons of water in me, and I don't think I could do it with somebody staring at me.
Chester, we had a drug test at Cooper's for CDL drivers. So he's in the bathroom, and we're all, me and him, he had to get it, and somebody else had to get it. And this guy from Visions, someplace in Salina that does them. So Chester's in the bathroom, and he was in there forever. And I said, Chester, Jesus, let's go. And I can hear him in there, and he comes out. And I said, what took so long? And I thought you said a semen sample.
That guy, he about fell over.
Just to come out sweating.
Oh, funny. Did he have toilet paper tucked in the back of his pants?
No, he had it on his lip. He ran water on his head. He had toilet paper on his Oh, he said semen sandwich.
Oh, oh man.
Gateway. That was that guy was from.
Oh, man.
Gateway. Yeah.
A moron. I bet he was loving that.
Yeah.
Oh,
he
my
did.
God.
He giggled for.
He, I bet he hadn't had that happen to him before.
No, it was funny.
He hadn't run into Chester before.
No, that's right. So you got, life pretty good right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Going good.
Yeah, good.
So what are you going to do after school?
Not real sure yet. Wherever I can get a job.
What do you want? What's your plan?
Marketing.
Marketing?
Yeah, I want to get involved in like a marketing department somewhere, like on a bit in a big court, like a big company at first, and then see how that works out, and then wherever it takes me from there.
Could you see a Findlay Toledo life for you?
Probably in the Findlay area. Yeah. Probably around there somewhere.
Marathon.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Somewhere, and then maybe down the line, coming back around here and doing something.
Yeah.
So yeah,
it'd be nice to have your kids grow up before you cover.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what we like to hear.
That's big.
You're purple. You bleed purple.
I do.
I was still telling you. First of all, you're the greatest Snapchatter ever.
I got to keep him on Snapchat.
I'm the greatest. Why do you say that?
You were. You could always tell what was going on in his life and how by his Snapchat. He wasn't an idiot Snapchat.
Yeah.
Like, I always liked it when you'd Snapchat like some of your brothers up there in Toledo. Mm-hmm. And they say, you can just tell he's going to kill you.
Yeah.
You know, I just love that.
You think I'm the greatest Snapchatter?
Yeah, you're good at it.
I mean, I'll accept that.
Yeah.
I'm honored. I'm honored. That's big time. Yeah
that's big. Yeah, I always look at yours. So there's some of them, you know, you'll pop through. Always look at Marty's.
Yeah. Yeah. I appreciate that.
You got to put Marty on.
You got to add me, Fee.
I got him somewhere.
Get him on there.
I got to get him.
Neil, you on Snapchat?
Nope.
Why not?
Neil's
don't have time.
Chapsnat. Hey, I mean, you don't have time.
I don't have time. I get to watch Facebook right now. I don't get time to get through Facebook.
Neil's probably a big Facebook Live guy. While he's taking a crap or something.
No.
I don't do Facebook Live.
You don't?
No, you?
I don't have Facebook.
I can barely figure out Facebook on my phone.
You have
to do it on a computer. I do.
You know, Bubba, you might be the best tweeter I've ever followed.
Hey, Instagram. I don't do it.
I don't do it very often. I mean, I have
it. It's a girl's thing.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Instagram.
But you got to admit,
oh, yeah,
Bubba Stogler is one of the greatest tweeters of our generation.
I enjoy tweet.
Of this generation, you're one of the greatest
sports.
Tweeters. Yes.
It's like sports. It's like your sports line.
Yeah.
Man, I can just go on that thing at night. My wife gets mad or hell at me.
You, Toby Metzger, and Jeff Vaughn are three of the most interesting tweeters.
Toby. First of all, Toby Metzger's kid. You got Toby on Snapchat?
Dax is a class.
No fear.
He's insane. Yeah. We were up throwing at the field today. We look over on the sidewalk, and he's sitting in a puddle just sitting there. Butt soaked, just sitting there. This kid's crazy.
He is crazy.
He is wild, man.
Yeah, he is going to be all boy. Has zero fears. I agree with you. Anything else going on?
Nope, not really.
Not you got anything else to add tonight?
I don't.
I got to go down to the mill. I got to get out of here.
Have you?
Yep.
What's going on at the mill?
Oh, I got a crew coming in there and they
suck.
Want to talk.
You got to do work.
Uh-oh.
I got a crew coming in right now. They want to talk to the boss.
Uh-oh. Need a raise.
No, it's somebody made them mad.
Somebody's fighting.
Somebody's exactly what it is. It's like anything.
You ever get any fights with Coopers?
Throwing
hands or anything? Nothing?
No, not really. I had a guy chase me with a sledgehammer.
Chase you with a sledgehammer?
Yeah.
How'd you get away?
He going to kill me. I had a couple guys step in.
How's that? I know you probably couldn't run away.
I've never seen
you run.
What do you mean by that? I've never known how fast you are.
I'm slippery.
You're slippery.
You're elusive.
I'm elusive.
You got the Baker Mayfield elusive.
I'm a lion.
He's elusive quick.
My friends call me Whiskers.
Whiskers. Okay, why is that?
You need to change your Twitter handle to Whiskers.
Whiskers.
It was Whiskers.
I don't know.
Oh, I know what it was. What was it?
Well, we don't know.
No, I know what it was. Now I got it. It was whoever did the Will Ferrell doing Harry Carey. When he's doing his interview, Whiskers. They call me, my friends call me Whiskers.
One of the greatest movies of all time, Step Brothers.
I agree with you. Step Brothers. Probably kind of grossed out for saying one of the greatest movies of all time.
It's funny.
It is.
The greatest.
It is on all the time, too.
Yeah.
Hilarious. New Year's Eve, it was on. I'm like, this is great.
What'd you do New Year's Eve?
Can't tell you everything, but.
Well,
whoops.
Went out to a party. That's all.
House party?
Yeah, that's all you.
Late night?
Mm-hmm. Late night.
Feel bad next day? Still feeling bad?
No.
Good.
I was good.
Not too bad. I'm good.
Have anything to do with you being drinking 19 bottles of water at my open gym tonight?
No, I'm just thirsty.
Okay. Parched.
Just parched, yeah.
Parched.
Get thirsty.
We had a great New Year's Eve. Really? Oh my God.
Your old man would have had a blast with us.
We had the greatest 80s rock band of all time.
It was unbelievable.
We're at Ramada, Fort Wayne.
It was unbelievable.
I just loved them.
We had no idea. They came out first four songs. Journey, Foreigner, Boston, Kansas. I'm like, no way.
And it was so loud. Our chests, our feet were sitting there like this. You should see him dancing. He had dancing shoes on. They were great. We had a great time. We'll do that again next year. Yeah, I would do it again. Yeah.
That band was rock. Back.
Huh?
Remember, they came back. Glad you had me back again this year.
They're so loud, after the fourth song,
They blew their amps twice.
Yeah, and they're shut. Then they had to boom, get them
Well, it wouldn't be a good show without blowing a couple amps. All right.
Was loud.
That is great.
Yeah. Thanks for stopping up, brother.
Hey, not a problem.
It's awesome, buddy.
Happy holidays.
Pleasure always being here.
Yep.
Yeah. You know,
absolutely.
Call in. You're listening to
always.
Us. Yep. Delivering a pizza.
Always call in.
I will.
Do they have the big fat breadsticks up there? They got the little square ones like slime.
They got big fat breadsticks.
I hate big fat breadsticks.
Why?
The little skinny dudes they're the best.
Well, they're like that. They're about that long. That thick.
No good.
These are little guys. They're about this.
Salina has a skinny breadstick. Yeah. That's the best thing in the world.
Really?
I'm driving over and getting them right now talking about it.
I'm ready.
Two dozen of them.
Salina's got the worst pizza I've ever been to in my life.
You stupid.
Salina, worst pizza I've ever been to.
Why?
I've been there three times and gotten pizza three times, and every single time the pizza was either smothered in grease or it was like sideways in the box.
Really?
You tilted it.
No.
Drive normal.
They handed me the box.
Okay.
I opened it up.
And it was
like one of the sides was like folded over.
Well, you got to turn back.
Too hungry, wasn't you?
I'm like, I was too hungry. I had to
get out.
The whole thing.
I ate the whole thing.
I was too hungry.
Horrible, yeah. But I ate every bit of it.
Tasted decent, but.
You thin crust, hand toss?
Pan.
Ooh, you like
really?
That guy.
Not me.
Man, I'm a big. You ever had Domino's pan pizza? Is the greatest pizza I've ever had.
Really?
Domino's?
Never had one.
Man, never had one.
I tell you what, have you ever been to Chicago?
Yes.
Have I? Yeah. Well, we just went. Me and Jill and a few of my friends went last weekend, and Chicago deep dish pizza is pretty good.
It's unbelievable.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. I got a picture on Facebook.
Yep. Yeah. Who was up there?
Cody. Me.
Yep.
Cody.
Yep. Yeah. That's what. Yep.
Great.
Yep.
It's a great pizza.
It is a good pizza.
I don't like that much.
Girardi's,
bread.
I think.
Girardi.
Oh yeah.
I like Pizza Hut's original crust. That's kind of like crackers.
I can kind of like that too. Man.
What?
It's
just the thin crust.
Yeah. The original crust. Just yep. You know, it's crunchy.
No.
Oh shoot.
I'm a thin crust guy too.
I don't. If I want to eat bread, I'll eat bread.
Problem is, I can eat the whole pizza when it's a thin crust.
I agree with you. I go at it.
Yeah,
too.
I've done that a few times.
So next week we're gonna get Mindy Bupp.
Yep.
And we're gonna get Patchy up here.
Yep.
Talk swim. Talk girls hoops.
Talk hoops.
And let's talk about a tough week. Girls got a tough weekend.
Do they?
Minster Liberty Benton.
Yep.
It's a big game, LB.
Yeah.
Both good.
Yeah, both really good.
And the guys have Minster and
so don't forget tomorrow night, folks, on Fort Recovery Radio, Fort Recovery Minster. Get over there, travel over to Minster, root on the ladies. Friday night, the boys are at home.
Yep.
Pack the field house.
And Saturday, Marty's heading up to Lincoln View to watch his brother play.
Yes, sir.
Get some frickers.
I'll think about it.
Curly fries.
Curly fries.
Frickers, curly fries.
And are they good? I've never been to Frickers.
It's pretty good.
What'd you say?
Good wings.
Pretty good.
Never been to Frickers.
That's it. You're gone.
You never been to Frickers. You don't like wings?
I love wings.
Never been to Frickers.
Never been to Frickers.
Mm,
I'll tell you what. Good. I'll go to Lincoln View if you buy my wings.
buy you 1,000 wings.
We're going.
We're going. We'll see you next week, folks. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee. Special guest, Caleb Martin.
Caleb.
Listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. With Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.